Sukkah Perek Beis Mishnah Vav. Rebbe Eliezer Amar Arba Esrei Sudas Chayv Adam Lechol B'Sukkah Achas B'Yom V'Achas B'Layla. There are 14 Sudas. The one is Chayv to eat in the Sukkah, because Rebbe Eliezer held that there's a Chayv to eat in the Sukkah at night and during the day. And the Gemara brings, because the Torah says the way Rebbe Eliezer learned B'Sukkah is Teshvu Shivas Yomim. So it's Teshvu Kein Tadiri. You're supposed to sit in the Sukkah the same way that you live in the Sukkah, just like you live year-round during the day and at night. You eat a meal in the day and you eat a meal at night. So too in a sukkah, you have to eat a meal during the day and a meal at night. Chachamim say there is no set amount. Person can technically not eat at all in a sukkah if he doesn't want to eat. Of course, it means that if he eats a meal, he has to eat in a sukkah, no matter what day of sukkah it is. It just means that he doesn't dafka have to eat a meal on sukkahs, just like in his house. If he doesn't want to eat, nobody forces him to eat in his house. Chutz milele yantif arishin shel chag bilvad, except for the first night of Sukkot, and that's because it's learned from Gezeres Shavah, we know, from Pesach, Chamishasar, and the word Chamishasar, that's written by both. Taisizanta brings the Gemara, that just like there's a chiv to eat matzah the first night of Pesach, so too there's a chiv to eat in a sukkah the first night of Sukkot. And just like also the rest of Pesach, there's no chiv to eat matzah. If you want to eat it, it's a rishus, you become a mitzvah. So too, the rest of the days of Sukkah, if you want to eat, you can eat, but you don't have a chuyuv to eat, except for the first night.
If a person didn't eat the first night of Sukkah, stavka, yashlim b'leile yomtev ha'achron.
He should be mashlim and make up for it on the night of Shmini Atzeres. Now the Gemara goes into this and asks in Rabbi Eliezer's Shita, how could it be that he is eating to be mashlim the shem sukkos on the night of Shmini Atzeres? Isn't that an isser of Baal Tosef? He's adding on to the mitzvah because it's no longer sukkos and you're doing it l'shem sukkah. So the Gemara actually says that Rabbi Eliezer was choizer and held like the Chachamim now, that only the first night of sukkos you're chayiv and all the other rest of the nights you're potter, and therefore what he missed here is that he missed the first night. And now what's happening really is that this is learned out from Chagiga, the Karban Chagiga, that just like there's tashlumen on the karbanos of the first night, that you can even do till the second days of Yontif, so too, you can do the same thing by a sukkah. And what Taisus learns, that what's going on here, is that Beliezer is choizer, but he's just choizer from the fact that you have to eat 14 meals in a sukkah. That you don't have to eat, but he was not choizer in the fact you still have to eat 14 meals. Therefore, if you miss any of the meals, you have to be mashlim, but obviously when you're mashlim it on Shmini Atzeres, don't eat it in a sukkah, Taisus says. You don't have to be mashlamit. If something is crooked, you can't fix it. And something that's lacking, you can't fill. Meaning, what's done was done, you can't fix it. And the Rav says, the halacha is like the chachamim in both of these cases.
One is that there's a chiv to eat a suda on the first night of Sukkot only. But one does not have to have a suda on any other night of Sukkot.
And number two is that there's no such thing as tashlumin on eating in a sukkah.